Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. I want to get into this Daniel Penny case. So I'm going to give you the timeline first, just to refresh your memory, because yesterday there was a trial date appointed October 8th of this year. Daniel Penny is a 24-year-old white former Marine from Long Island. He was riding on the subway May 1st, 2023, around 2:30 in the afternoon. A man enters the subway car. His name is Jordan Neely, 30-year-old homeless black guy. He proceeds to rant and rave in the subway car. He said things like, "I don't have food. I'm fed up. I don't mind going to jail and getting life in prison. I'm ready to die." This is from an eyewitness named Alberto Vasquez. Again, we do not use anonymous sources here. We name all the sources. Okay, so Mr. Vasquez, who's a freelance journalist, quotes Mr. Neely of saying that. Okay? But Vasquez also says that Neely was frightening because then Neely said, quote, "Someone is going to die today." But he might have been referring to himself. Neely did not assault anybody physically. Verbally, of course he did. And everybody was scared because they didn't know. And subway crime, as everybody knows in New York, is very dangerous. So anyway, Neely is ranting and raving, and Penny comes up behind him, gets him in a chokehold, brings him down on the floor of the subway car, and keeps him in the chokehold for between 5 and 7 minutes. And that kills Neely. He's dead. It's almost like the George Floyd thing in Minneapolis. So the subway was the F train, 2nd Avenue, going to Broadway Lafayette, where the doors opened and everybody got moved. The cops were called and they let Penny go. They did not charge him. Enter Alvin Bragg, the district attorney of Manhattan. So he orders his people to arrest Penny, holds him on bail, you know, and Penny makes bail, and then convenes a grand jury, and Penny is charged with second-degree manslaughter and negligent homicide. That is a trial that will begin in October. Now, this is enormously emotional because people like me, and probably you, understand the danger that people like Jordan Neely pose to the public. It's real. And you say to yourself, what would I do? Most people would do nothing. But Penny is a former Marine, as I mentioned. And he decided to take the guy down. In the process, Neely dies. So what happens? I feel sorry for Penny and I feel sorry for Neely family. I do. Neely family is not guilty of anything, and the guy is dead, so come on, let's be human beings here. But Penny, I feel very sorry for, and I don't think he'll be convicted unless there is someone who will testify. I was on the train, and Penny did not have to do what he did. But apparently there are other witnesses that say the opposite. That's called due process. Let the jury hear the evidence. So I think it's a good thing that everybody's going to hear the evidence. because that way we can make judgments not only about Daniel Penny, but about Alvin Bragg. Because Bragg knows all the evidence. He knows by bringing the case before a grand jury what happened. He knows the witnesses are going to say X, the witnesses are going to say Y. If this is a slam dunk that Daniel Penny is not guilty, that he was protecting the people in a subway car, I think that's it for Bragg. I think you impeach him and boot him, or Hochul could fire him. So maybe something good will come out of this trial. Due process. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.